Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Sports bettors, Circa Sports now presents Palm Saturdays with Circa's Vice President of Operations, Mike Palm. Live from Bar Canada at the D from downtown Las Vegas. Here on 104.3 The Score. And watch live on YouTube and Twitch. Featuring the latest and the greatest of the sports betting landscape from coast to coast, along with some great guests. Here he is, Mike Palm.
Good morning. Welcome into Palm Saturdays here on a Masters Saturday. It's 59 degrees in downtown Las Vegas on our way to 77. Almost a perfect day at Stadium Swim to be watching the Masters. 42 degrees at 8 a.m. in Chicago on your way to 55. We're going to have Mark Rolfing. I'm sure most of you know Mark from his coverage of golf on both NBC and the Golf Network. He's worked over the years on ABC and ESPN as well, but he's been covering this game on a national scale for nearly 30 years, and we'll get his thoughts on the Masters and whether Rory's a vulnerable leader right now given his lack of fairways hit. He's 90th out of 91 players in fairway hit, and he's leading the field by 6 strokes. Minus 245 to take down the championship here at Circa Sports. So we'll talk to Mark in just about 25 minutes. Well, I don't think much has happened, has it, since we talked last Saturday morning in the world of Chicago sports? Well, maybe just a few things, and we'll start there. When I left you, we were just a few hours from tip-off between Illinois and Connecticut. That's a game in which the Illini would close a 1.5-point favorite in the national semifinals. You know, honestly, I looked forward to two very competitive games that would come down to the wire. Illinois, a 1.5-point favorite. Arizona, the favorite, actually flipped in the second game here at Circa. They were a 1.5-point underdog when we were on the air last Saturday. They closed a 1.5-point favorite. We took three bets of $100,000 or more on the Arizona Wildcats during the day on Saturday last week, and that's what flipped the favorite there. But back to the Illinois game. We talked about it on this show, and we talked about it with PJ Carlissimo. Illinois' advantage in the whole tournament had been a rebounding, and although they held their own with Connecticut, they really weren't able to dominate in the way that they had in the previous four rounds, and coupled that with really poor shooting. Now, we saw that in a football stadium with new rims, the shooting was very difficult in two out of the three games. In the championship game, those rims on the left, I don't know if you guys remember Bill Rafferty talking about the first two shots from Michigan, which with soft touch both went in and out, saying, oh my, these rims. At that basket on the left, as you looked at your TV screen, Michigan went 0 for 8 from 3 in the first half, and Connecticut missed their first 11 three-pointers in the second half. They did hit a couple on the end of the game, which helped keep them within the number. But the first 19 threes that were attempted on that end missed. So we think about these rims. Gino Auriemma, the women's coach from Connecticut, will be remembered for yelling at Dawn Staley about not shaking his hand a second time before the game. But his comment after their Sweet 16 game, I think, was very relevant to both the men's and the women's tournaments. You come into these stadiums that don't normally host basketball with new rims and overinflated basketballs, and it makes for bad games. Certainly the women's games, all three were bad. All three games, the two semifinals and the championship game Sunday afternoon, were not pleasing, aesthetically at least, to watch the game. So Illinois went up against a very well-coached team in Connecticut. They weren't able to dominate the boards. They didn't shoot. They weren't as efficient offensively as they have been. Remember, they were the number one team in terms of offensive efficiency because of their field goal percentage and lack of turnovers. They end up shooting 34% from the field in that game against Connecticut. Connecticut only shot 35. 23% from three. Connecticut shot 36%. They did turn the ball over eight times, where Connecticut only turned it over four. And there you see the difference, as Connecticut prevailed 71-62. Still a great building block season for Underwood and the Illini. It will be, of course, pivotal what happens in the transfer portal. Will they be able to get the guard from Ohio State to come? If they do, I think this team has the makings of another Final Four run, but certainly an exciting season for Illinois and their first Final Four since 2005, although it did end in disappointment. It was great to see all that orange in Indianapolis supporting the school. When we last talked, Angel Reese was the most popular professional basketball player in the city of Chicago. That is no more. The Chicago Sky made the decision to move on from Angel Reese and traded her to the Atlanta Dream for a first-round pick, not this year, but in 2027, and a first-round pick in 2028. I know in listening to The Score this week and in following on social, I would say the great majority of Sky fans in Chicago are disappointed in this move. She certainly was one of the superstars of the game. Now, in talking with Marshall Harris yesterday, he points out that she had the most Instagram followers of anybody in the WNBA, even more than Caitlin Clark. But I will make this counter-argument that the Sky, during her 2 years, not only did they fail to make the playoffs and descended in record five games and then seven games to the point where they were tied for last year, they were ninth in attendance in the league, ninth out of 12 teams. And also in road attendance, which I also think is a key metric because not all of the stadiums are the same size. Some people are playing in 8,000-seat stadiums. Some people are playing in 18,000-seat stadiums. So the home attendance numbers get skewed. But I go by road attendance. And in road attendance, they were also ninth. So how did that translate in terms of ticket sales and revenue for the franchise? All those Instagram followers did it necessarily. Of course, she also was suspended for the half for calling out management and indirectly her teammates in saying, you haven't put enough talent here for us to be a winner, and I'm sick of losing. I'm not here to defend the Chicago Sky and the way they've been managed. Four coaches in 4 years is certainly one of the indictments of the franchise. They also drafted Cardoza the same year they drafted her. I don't know how they ever really took advantage of what Cardoza said were the Twin Towers in her parting message to Reese after the trade was announced. But they also failed to get a dominant point guard or shooters around her. You know, she led the league in rebounding both years. She had the most rebounds ever in the history of the NBA in a single season, her rookie year. And she was a double-digit scorer. And, of course, she set that streak for consecutive double-doubles. But they never really developed her as a shooter either as a post-shooter or when she tried to step out and shoot from distance. A 41% shooter from field goal range. And just no real development there. So that's another thing that happened. When we last talked a week ago, Cade Horton. Cade Horton was the ace of the Chicago Cubs staff. I listened to David Haw, and by the way, we'll take you right up to inside the clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haw today at 10 o'clock. And they'll have Chase Mydra from the White Sox and Colin Ray from the Cubs on the show today. I heard David Haw talk last week when Horton had stiffness in his right arm. He said, I fear this will be a season-ending injury, and indeed it was. The UCL looks like probably Tommy John surgery, and Horton's done for the year. Very disappointing. A young man in his second season, expected growth, perhaps to contend for a National League Cy Young. I think I mentioned on this program, in that poll that was done with the top scout from every Major League Baseball team, he was ranked as the 40th best starting pitcher, and each scout had a rank 1 through 10, and then they compiled the points. But not bad for a young man in his second year to be considered amongst the top 40 by the top scouts. Now, obviously, we're going to have guys step in. Colin Ray is one of those guys who's going to have to step up for the Cubs from Cascade, Iowa, just 25 minutes from my hometown of Dubuque. We saw Javier Assad in a fill-in start where he, you know, is going to have to take a part of this rotation as well. Pitch well for five innings. Look, that was kind of the knock on him. He had a stretch of 5 months of pitching that went from July 1 year to mid-June the next year, where he had the lowest ERA in the National League. So there was definitely potential there. So can Assad step up and can he get more innings, right? The five and dive has always been one of the indictments of him. Good news from Imanaga yesterday. Six innings, no hit ball, only one walk. Went out with 100 pitches. Obviously, they didn't score and got beat 2-0. We'll talk more about both the Cubs and the White Sox in the final segment today, and a very interesting betting angle that I found just this week in baseball. It's an observation angle. I put some criteria on it and tried to extend it out for the next, well, it started 2 days ago, and perhaps through Monday we'll continue to see there are three spots where this angle is in play today. And believe it or not, Pirates Cubs is one of them, and White Sox Royals is one of them. It has to do with a pitcher making his third start when he's had two very good starts to begin the season. Here's a hint. You want to fade that pitcher. And then the Bulls cleaned house in the front office, which I don't think was surprised or unexpected, and I think most folks thought was inevitable. Interestingly enough, Billy Donovan is still there, and he is not going to North Carolina. But Mike Malone, a former NBA coach who won a championship with Denver, gets hired by North Carolina. Not only hired, but given a long-term 6-year contract. I was surprised by both the hire and by the length of the contract. We'll speak more about that in coming weeks. Carolina school I followed from early on. Next Saturday at 8:25 a.m. Central Time, Eddie O's going to be our guest. That also coincides with the first day of the NHL playoffs. So let's talk a little hockey here in the first segment, because the playoff races are pretty amazing. We know who the top three seeds are going to be in the Atlantic, but we don't know the order. Buffalo sits at 106 points with two games remaining. Montreal at 104 with three games remaining. Tampa, who led the Atlantic Division since mid-November, at 102 with three games remaining. So we know the top three seeds there. In the Metro, we know Carolina has already won the division. And for all intents and purposes, Pittsburgh Penguins are going to be the two seed in the Metro. Now, what is still at stake here? The three seed in the Metro and the two wild cards. So let's talk about that. Currently, the Flyers hold the third spot in the Metro division. They're at 92 points with three games remaining. Also chasing them for that third playoff spot, the Islanders at 91, Columbus at 90, Washington at 89, all three games remaining. Right now, Boston is in the position of the number one wild card with 96 points. Now, all these teams in the East have three games remaining. 96 points. Ottawa with 94 is in the spot of the number two, and Detroit with 91, who's on the verge of an epic collapse, chasing as well. Now, Detroit does not have the benefit of trying to catch Philadelphia. They're in the wrong division there. So, we're looking at basically four teams chasing two teams that are holding spots. So there's six teams for three spots if you want to consider Philadelphia. In the West, in the Central Division, Colorado has clinched. It looks like Dallas will be the two, Minnesota the three. Utah has clinched a wild card. They'll likely be the one wild card. In the Pacific Division, Edmonton 90, Vegas 89, Anaheim 89. That's all up for grabs there. And then that final wild card spot, right now the Kings have it with 85 points. Nashville has 84. The problem is the Kings, four games left, and their last three games, not against the stiffest competition there. San Jose also still technically alive with four. There are six games today. They did not play in the NHL yesterday, amazingly. No games on a Friday. There are six games today in the NHL that feature teams that both the game is significant to both teams in terms of the playoff picture, whether it's about seeding in their division or it's about getting in. And those six games are Lightning, Bruins, that'll go at 11:30 Central. Huge game, the game of the day to me, Senators, Islanders. Senators can almost knockout punch here or punch their ticket and really hurt the Islanders' chances. This game is on Long Island and the Senators favored. It goes at noon Central. Oilers, Kings, a huge game in the Pacific and for the wild card. That game goes at 3. Wild at Predators. This is the game that I've already made a bet on, 2 o'clock Central, and then two games at 6 Central. Blue Jackets are playing the Montreal Canadiens in Montreal at the Bell Center, and the Flyers are in Winnipeg taking on the Jets. Let's talk specifically about Wild Predators. I believe that the Wild are resigned to the fact that they are going to be the 3 seed in the Central, and they'll have to beat Dallas and then most likely Colorado to get to the Western Finals. I think they shut it down here. They had the big matchup with Dallas on Thursday night, which was a terrific game, and Dallas rallied several times to win the game. Gustafsson went in that start for them. You're likely now to get Jesper in goal and Aunin. So both backups today. Nashville desperately needs every point that they can get. Now, it's a Malinsky spot, meaning they're coming off a road trip, coming home. Usually you stay away from a team in that spot, but I think the Wild are shutting it down, and the Preds are a desperate team. And frankly, Aunin played better than UC Saros on this road trip to me. I took the Predators here plus 115 over the Wild today. Jesper Wallstedt in goal for the Wild. Now, comments on the Wild here. It's amazing to me the Minnesota media, who is blaming Gustafsson and Wallstedt for the struggles of this team, saying they need to be better in net. To me, that is a ludicrous position to take. Minnesota needs to be honest with what they did in going out and getting Hughes, when he was from Vancouver. Now you have Hughes and Faber, who are two defensemen that think they're forwards. They're defensemen that don't play defense. And you want to blame your two goalies. You know how many times they've saved both these guys' bacons with their saves? You just have to be honest about what you have there on this team and stop blaming the goaltenders. It's ridiculous. Now, as we head into the playoffs here, I want to give you a few psychological angles that exist in matchups that we have in both conferences, because I think they could be a factor, not just talent-wise, not just schematic-wise, when these teams meet in the playoffs. In the Central Division, I think Minnesota has a Dallas problem. And when I say that, I mean they have to get over the hump and beat Dallas. It's in their head that they don't beat Dallas. I also think Colorado has a Dallas problem, as we've seen Dallas upset Colorado in the playoffs in recent years. But Dallas has a huge Edmonton problem. If Dallas should come out of the Central and Edmonton come out of the Pacific, that's the block they can't get over. And Pete DeBoer, who spoke the truth and got fired about pulling Ottinger in Game 7, that he couldn't beat the Oilers, is now with the Islanders because of it. How about the Islanders? They told the Knights, hold my beer. With 8 games left, the Knights fired their coach. With 4 games left, the Islanders fired theirs. And then in the East, I think Tampa has both a Buffalo and a Montreal problem. And I think Carolina has a Tampa problem. And I think a lot of them have an Ottawa problem, except Ottawa has a goaltender that we know has been mentally unstable during the course of the year. I look to add to my playoff portfolio here before the Stanley Cup begins next Saturday. What do I have? I have only Tampa in the East. I have both Colorado and Minnesota in the West. So I wanted to add possibly two teams. The Senators, who might get bounced in the first round or might make a run to the Eastern Conference Final, and the Canadiens, a team I've liked all year. Shockingly to me, Montreal, who's in a solid position as the two seed in the Atlantic and possibly can earn the one seed, is longer in future odds than the Ottawa Senators, who are fighting to maintain the second wild card. Everywhere I look, let's just say the aggregate, to win the East, Senators are 14-1 and the Canadiens are 15-1. Make that make sense. All right, folks, coming up after the break, golf analyst Mark Rolfing, Mr. Hawaii, is going to join the program. It's Palm Saturdays on 104.3 The Score.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The Stratotech Tee from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still look sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
We're back with more Palm Saturdays, starring Circa's Vice President of Operations, Mike Palm, live from Bar Canada at the D from downtown Las Vegas. Presented by Circa Sports, sports betting the way it should be with no bet fees on 104.3 The Score.
Welcome back into Palm Saturdays. We're live from Bar Canada here at the D in beautiful downtown Las Vegas. Programming note, Chase Meidroff will not be on Inside the Clubhouse. Sorry, I misspoke earlier in the program, but Cascade Boy, Iowa's finest, Colin Ray, will join David and Bruce at 9:20. We're efforting Mark Rolfing right now to break down the Masters. But let's get right to the angle that I teased for the final segment about baseball. So here's what I was observing earlier in the week. Max Fried. So I started looking at this third starts of pitchers, and I started saying, the aces are getting touched up. Well, I didn't really know. Fried loses. Fried did not pitch well. And then you had Skubal, had a rough outing in Minnesota. They just were patient. He hadn't walked anybody all year. They drew walks. They were making solid contact, and it's not a great hitting Twins team. And then Christopher Sanchez, who'd been lights out, who I have a Cy Young ticket on, goes and gives up 9 hits in San Francisco, you know, which is at a night game, which is a very pitcher-friendly park, especially at night. And I started saying, boy, is this a trend now? Is there something that's actionable from a betting perspective about fading aces in their third start. And I thought, well, now a lot of the aces have gone already because of the way the rotations go. Let me set some criteria here and say if a pitcher did this in his first two starts, and then how did he do in his third start? So to keep those three guys in it, and I set the criteria, I said in the first two starts, a pitcher must have gone at least 10 innings. This is a low standard. Had an ERA of under 2 and a WHIP, which is walks and hits per inning, of under 1. That I would say solid starts. So the first example came on Wednesday, which was Framber Valdez pitching for the Tigers against these same Twins. He was a $1.60 favorite. Said fade Framber Valdez. He gave up 6 runs in the first inning. And the Twins ended up holding on to win that game 8-6. So now that became 4-0 that if you would have bet those. Now, I didn't bet the first three, but 1-0, but 4-0 overall. The next day, there was one example, and it was Seth Lugo, one of my favorite pitchers, who had 2 solid starts pitching against the White Sox in Kansas City in one of the I think there were only 2 night games on Thursday in Major League Baseball. Lugo didn't pitch bad, but the Royals didn't score, and the White Sox won the game 2-0. So now that theory moves to 5-0. Then yesterday there were 3 pitchers to fade that were making this third start after two good starts. Chase Burns for the Reds. So we bet the Angels as a dog on the road. Angels won for fun. It moved to 6-0. Clint Holmes for the Mets was a fade. He didn't pitch terribly, but we had the A's at a plus price at Citi Field. They beat the Mets, so it moved to 7-0. And then Bryce Elder was the other one. Although he hadn't pitched many, I think he just qualified with 10 innings. So take the Guardians against the Braves. They were ahead early, but the Braves came back and won that game. So that was the first loser. So if you'd followed this trend from the beginning, 7-1, if you followed it from when I started recognizing it, I'm 4-1 with the theory. There are 3 instances of these pitchers going today to fade. All right, and the first one is in the Cubs game. And I hate it because I love Edward Cabrera. I loved the trade that the Cubs made to get Cabrera. I was shocked last year that Cabrera didn't get moved from the Marlins to a playoff contender. And then we heard from Jed Hoyer after they made the move that they indeed had tried to get Cabrera last year and they couldn't get the deal done, but they did in the offseason. So he's pitched very well both times out, and he hasn't given up an earned run. 11 2/3 innings, and the WHIP is .69. He's facing Braxton Ashcroft today for the Pirates. This is another early game today. Cool temperatures in Chicago. The total very low, 6.5 here. But the play, the formula play here, and I hate to do it because I love Cabrera, but if you're going to play the formula, you play a formula, is to take the Pirates, the price here at Circa right now, +130. So that's our first play today in baseball. And then, oddly enough, the White Sox is actually a play because of Michael Wacha for the Royals fits into that category. He pitched 13 innings, which, by the way, is amongst the league leaders after 2 starts. These people just don't go deep anymore. It's amazing. But 13 innings, ERA .69, WHIP .77, and he's 1-0, so he fits the criteria. Now, Fetty had a horrific first start, was a little better the second start. He's still racked up 2 losses. His ERA sitting at 4 with a WHIP of 1.18 over 11 innings. Total there is 9 in Kansas City today. So the play is, here at Circus Sports, the White Sox +166. All of these examples that we've had, every single one of them has been a dog to play against. The last one here is a small favorite today. And it's the Guardians-Brave game again, but instead it's the Guardians pitcher, Parker Messick, who fits the criteria. Parker Messick, in 2 starts, 1-0, went 11 innings. His ERA is 0.82, and his WHIP is 0.91, so he fits the criteria. Martin Perez is pitching for the Braves. We've made money with him over the years. It's been a little bit of a rough start for him. in terms of his ERA at 3.86. Hasn't gotten a decision yet, and a short outing as well, 9 1/3. But the Braves today at home against the Guardians are a small favorite. So of the 11 plays that this has worked on so far since last Sunday to now, this would be the first favorite. In fading the Guardians and Messick, we are going to take the Braves minus 116. So far into our repertoire, we have Nashville plus 115 against the Wild today, the Pirates plus 130, the White Sox plus 166, and then the Braves minus 116. All right. Let's talk a little bit more about these other matchups in the NHL today. And I wanted to focus on the six games that involve playoff teams. We already gave you the play on the Wild and the Predators. Lightning Bruins is very interesting here. You could argue that this is the least impactful of these six games because the Lightning, they do have a chance, but Buffalo would have to basically not get any points in their last two games. And Boston is pretty much, although they haven't technically wrapped up a spot, they're in good standing to get a wild card spot here. The Lightning, $1.20 favorite. Now, I'm a little hesitant because goalies have not been announced yet for most of these matchups. Against the Bruins today, $1.20 favorite with a total of six. This is your ABC game. It's shocking, I have to tell you, and how ridiculous this is, that since ABC started doing these doubleheaders, and it's actually a triple header today because Stormy Bonatoni from VSiN is going to be the sideline reporter in the nightcap, which is from Colorado with VGK taking on the Avalanche. And I don't have that as one of the six games because Colorado's already locked up the one seed in the Central. They have games that are relevant to the playoffs. Now, they haven't flexed, or I don't know, I shouldn't speak with authority. They don't have the strict flex schedule like the NFL does later in the year. But they've had over and over again their doubleheaders since they've started picking up these doubleheaders here in the last 2.5 months. Have had two teams irrelevant to the playoffs. I can't remember in the first 4 or 5 weeks that they had any games that were in playoff hunts. And ridiculous because back then almost every team was still involved. But they do here today, and Lightning and Bruins is the first one. It's a pass for me. The game of the day, as I mentioned, noon Central time. Senators at the Islanders. I was hoping this game would be a pick'em. The market really loves the Senators. I mentioned in the first segment, they're shorter in the futures than the Canadians. They're $1.30 here today. You can find them about, I think $1.26 is the best number I see out there in Illinois. The Islanders have a lot of problems, notwithstanding Pete DeBoer coming on board and getting rid of Patrick Waugh. But this team has consistently given up a ton of goals. And Ilya Sorokin, who was the favorite for the Vezina Award for best goalie, has been awful the last month of the season. They were playing Toronto. Now, remember this. Toronto needs to finish in the bottom five in the standings in order to protect their first-round draft pick. If they don't, they have to give it up from this trade to the hated Boston Bruins. So Toronto needs to lose. They were on Long Island Thursday in a game that ESPN moved the start up to 6:45, and half the fans weren't there. At one point in the second period, they were out shooting. The Islanders were out shooting the Maple Leafs 42-7, and the game was 2-2. I mean, this is a team that needs to lose in Toronto. The Islanders just have not been good. I would search for a good number here on Ottawa today, and I would lay it. So officially, we'll make this play $1.26. For me in Nevada, it's $1.30, but there in the state of Illinois, you can lay $1.26. Next up, Oilers Kings. Look, if you're the Oilers, you'd like to have home ice, right? And you'd like to win. Now, they've really changed their style of play here in the last 5 or 6 weeks to try to become more defensive. And I thought it was very impressive what they did at San Jose the other night when they went in there and beat the Sharks 5-2. I think San Jose only had 3 shots on goal in the first period. And I think they sent a message, Connor McDavid sent a message to Celebrini, it's not your time yet, son. Celebrini had been up to second shortest odds in the Hart race. It's not happening. I've said all along, there was value in betting that whether it was Kucherov or McDavid or McKinnon, whoever you wanted to bet, because Celebrini's not winning it. Everybody has to pay their dues, just like Wembanyama is not winning NBA MVP. Everybody has to pay their dues. Michael Jordan had to pay his dues. I'm not saying Wembanyama won't dominate the NBA for a decade or Celebrini won't dominate the NHL for a decade, but it's not their time right now. Kings, the one thing they have going over Nashville with the point lead is they have that extra game and they have the benefit of the schedule. At home today, it would be great if they could at least pick up a point against the Oilers here. The total is 6.5. Here's an amazing stat. The Kings have played in 38 overtime games this year. When will you ever see that happen again? Right. Almost half of their games have gone to overtime. It's absolutely stunning there. At 6.5, I worry about with the propensity they have to play overtime. I would tend to play this total under, but 3-3 is a loser for you there. Blue Jackets and Canadiens, the Blue Jackets just have not been good. Ricky Bonus came in and took over that team. Jet Greaves, I believe he went 11-1-2 in his first 14 starts under Ricky Bonus, and it looked like this Blue Jackets team was heading to the playoffs. Right now they're on the outside looking in. They would need to pass the Islanders, Detroit, and Ottawa, or the Islanders and Philadelphia, either to get a wild card or to get the third spot in the Metro. I think they're really up against it. And now they have to go to Montreal. That place has been electric. That Bell Center is such a great atmosphere to play games in. As I've said before, if there's any international competitions in North America, they should be at the Bell Center. I like the Canadiens here today, $1.45. Or if you want to lay the 1.5, which is interesting, perhaps you want a partial play on the puck line, you can get a nice price here of plus $1.40. I would play the Canadiens in some form. I'll probably lay the $1.45. And then the last of the six games, Flyers and Jets. Very interesting here. I thought the Flyers had all the momentum. They were playing the best of these fringe contenders in the East that were fighting for wild card spots. They've actually caught and passed the Islanders for the third spot in the Metro. Tough game in Detroit. They got down 1-0 the other night. They tied it 1-1, and then Detroit got the 5-on-3. They scored twice, and they never could really get the game back. They stay on the road. They go to Winnipeg. Winnipeg is not mathematically eliminated, but virtually eliminated. They need everything to go right for them. I think the Flyers rebound in this spot tonight. I like this game under, though. You could look at this game. It's the Flyers plus 110. This is a low total. You don't see many 5.5s, but I think it's justified here. The only thing I would caution you is whichever team is behind, they may pull the goalie earlier because they're in this playoff chase mode. It's like if you're in an elimination game, if you're down 3-1 and you're down 2 goals, you're going to pull early. Or in a game 7, you know, both teams will pull early, and that's why it's difficult to bet totals in that spot. So take a look at the Flyers plus 110 at Winnipeg tonight. All right, we're going to go to break. We'll continue to reach out to Mark Rolfing. Keep your fingers crossed we can get him in here for 10 good minutes on the Masters. If not, I'll go through the rest of the schedule in Major League Baseball. It's Palm Saturdays here on 104.3 The Score.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The core short from Vuori is one pair I keep reaching for. Morning run, afternoon training, watching the game. It doesn't matter. Soft four-way stretch, built-in liner, comfortable all day. Plus, they look good enough to wear well beyond the gym. Ready to try a pair? Head to Vuori.com/pod20 to get 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
We're back with more Palm Saturdays, starring Circa's Vice President of Operations, Mike Palm, live from Bar Canada at the D from downtown Las Vegas. Presented by Circa Sports. Sports betting the way it should be, with no bet fees, on 104.3 The Score.
Welcome back in to Palm Saturdays. We're here with you right through the end of the hour, where Bruce Levine and David Hall will take over inside the clubhouse. Just a reminder, at 9:20, they'll have Cubs pitcher Colin Ray on the show today. Always great baseball information from David and, of course, Bruce, who's so locked in with all his connections. We're still efforting Mark Rolfing. Just a comment here, and the lead question I was going to ask him, and if we can get a hold of him, we will in the next 10 minutes, but Rory McIlroy, obviously, for those of you following the Masters, has a six-shot lead. He's 12 under. Pat Reed, Sam Burns are six under. Tommy Fleetwood, Justin Rose, and Shane Lowry, five under. In the odds market, McIlroy minus 245. Pat Reed is 15 to 1. Fleetwood's 17 to 1. Rose is 20 to 1. These are all Circa odds. And I challenge you to find another book out there with better. Our takeout on golf is less than 15%. Most other books between 30 and 40. Sam Burns, 24 to 1, and Lowry, 42 to 1. But here's the thing. There were 91 players that teed off at Augusta the past 2 days. The player that was worst in fairways hit was Davis Riley. He hit 9 of 28 fairways. That's 32%. You know where he finished out of the 91 players? 91st. The second worst fairways hit was 13 out of 38. That's 46%. That's 90th out of 91. By the way, the average percentage of fairways hit for the whole field, 68%. The second worst. Where's that person? 90th in fairways hit? Well, he's leading the field by six strokes. Yeah, it's Rory. It's Rory, who's missed 15 out of 28 fairways so far. Is this an anomaly? Is his game just so tight it doesn't matter? Or is this a sign of impending doom? The great thing about Circa is we offer two ways. We offer two ways. On any golfer that's 200 to 1 or less, you can bet the no. And so for Rory, who's obviously minus 245, if you think he's not going to win the tournament, you get back plus 210, meaning if you bet $100, you win $210. Get back $310. You don't have to figure out whether it's one of these guys behind him or somebody that comes from out of the clouds to win it. It just has to be that Rory doesn't win it. So the yes-no market is a very important, I think, thing in betting in all sports, but especially in golf. All right. I promise you we'd look at some other games in Major League Baseball today, and that's exactly what we're going to do here. There's a couple other games I've been eyeing betting, and not a lot to me, not a lot of great pitching matchups today, but I think there's some spots where there's some better pitchers that are going, but maybe in bad spots for their team. Joe Ryan. I like Joe Ryan. On that list of that I mentioned of the scouts ranking all the top pitchers, the top scouts, Joe Ryan was 22nd. I don't think he'll be in Minnesota after the trade deadline. I'm not sure he wanted to be there when they when the Polad sold off the whole team and all those young guys that they developed and had under contract. That's a topic for another day. But I think this is a get-right spot this weekend for the Toronto Blue Jays. And I think that will come at the expense of Joe Ryan here today. Lauer starts for the Blue Jays. You get him very cheap at home because they're going up against a very good pitcher in Joe Ryan. You can excuse some of the Twins' low scoring at how cold it is at Target Field at this time of year, but now you're in a dome. I like the Blue Jays here laying $1.20 in this spot going against Joe Ryan. Another game I was looking at was the Yankees with Fried. I think Max Fried bounces back. If I asked you, since 2017, who is the pitcher in Major League Baseball with the lowest ERA, a minimum of 750 innings pitched, since 2017? The answer is Max Fried. I don't know if I had 10 guesses if I would have got that. I think Max Fried bounces back at the Trop today against the Rays. Obviously, I don't like the price and the fact that the Yankees aren't hitting. So you have to then look at the run line here. But that goes to the argument, but the Yankees aren't hitting. Nick Martinez goes for the Rays. Another way to approach this game then is the total, which is 7.5. I like to take the bullpens out of it. Not that these two teams have bad bullpens, but generally in baseball, the bullpens haven't been very good. Before the last two nights, the best bullpen in Major League Baseball by ERA was the Colorado Rockies, if you can believe that, which tells you about the state of bullpens in Major League Baseball. So I'm going to take the bullpens out of it. So let's play this as a first five under. We're going to go under four in the first five. That's Yankees at Rays. That game will go at 5:10 p.m. Central Time this afternoon. I told you last week about we're going to autoplay the Nationals every game over. I guess I should have put that in my trend segment in the first. Autoplay the Nats. These guys can hit, and the pitching staff is just has no depth to it and really no strength at the top either. Game we'd only lost once so far since last week. So since the point I told you on Saturday, this play is 5-1. In the past week, and it got there last night. We needed the runs in the ninth inning, and the Brewers melted down. I don't know what the pitcher was doing. Two straight bunts back to him, and he made horrific throws home. The decision to go home on the second one, I thought if Pat Murphy could have went out there and killed him, he might have, if there weren't 30,000 witnesses. I mean, they were booing at Miller at Miller Park and booing loudly. And so it got there, though, and the Nats won the game as well. But here we go again today. I don't think that the odds makers, and I sit here, we're one of them, Chris Bennett's our guy that does it, have yet to adjust to this Nationals teams with the totals. Today, it's 8 again. Today, it's 8 again. I got 8 yesterday. It got bet up to 8.5, so we had the push, but we got there. It went over. We're going to do it again today, and no juice on it. I mean, just 110. Nats, Brewers, over 8. I'm going to play a road team here. I'm going to play Logan Webb and the Giants today against the Orioles. I think I mentioned to you 2 weeks ago, and this was right off the bat. This is when we'd only seen teams play 3 or 4 games. I don't think the Orioles are any good. There were a lot of people that thought the Orioles, you know, the Orioles had won the East 2 years, and they hadn't gotten out of the playoffs, and they had that big regression year last year. This is going to be the bounce-back year for the Orioles. They would compete for the East, which is a loaded division because you had the Yankees. Everybody was high on the Red Sox, who have been disappointing. Toronto comes off being an out away from winning a World Series. It really should have had it won from some miracle plays by the Dodgers to win it. And then the Orioles. Look, I think they're bad. And you get Logan Webb, who my friend Amal Shaw was a guest on the show early on Palm Saturdays. He calls him the 9-high flush. It's very good. He's very good, but he will get beat by better. He gives you a lot of innings. He is the definition of an ace. I think he ranked 7th in that poll by the scouts. He's a short favorite today against Chris Bassett, who's been awful so far this year. Logan Webb, list him. Now, there's some books you can't list pitchers anymore. I still bet with books that you can. List Logan Webb over the Orioles and lay $1.20 today. We gave you the formula plays already, going against the pitchers in their third start that had two good first starts defined by a total of at least 10 innings, ERA under 2, WHIP under 1. Those three plays were fade the Cubs and Cabrera today, so Pirates plus 130. Fade Waka and the Royals today, so White Sox plus 166. And fade Messick and the Guardians today, Braves minus 116. So adding that onto our list. Frozen Four. Let's talk a little bit about the Frozen Four, the college hockey. I don't know how many of you follow it. Pretty interesting. I thought it was a great Frozen Four. It's in Las Vegas this year. Interesting circus story here. So the first semifinal game was North Dakota against Wisconsin. North Dakota, these games were Thursday at T-Mobile. North Dakota had planned a event on Fremont Street here on Thursday evening and a big get-together at Bar Canada. This was for Friday, excuse me, with the games Thursday. And the Michigan against Denver in the second game, University of Michigan. Michigan had planned an event at Legacy Club, which is the rooftop bar at Circa for Friday night. Well, a funny thing happened on the way to the Forum, and Wisconsin upset North Dakota. If you watched that game, you would have thought Wisconsin was the big favorite. They upset North Dakota, and Denver, as a 130 dog, upset Michigan, and won one of the best college hockey games I've seen in a long time, especially when you consider the stage. So all those events got canceled. The Frozen Four has been terrific. I really like the way this Wisconsin team plays. You know, they were 2 minutes from being eliminated and came back and beat Michigan State to get out of that regional. But this Denver goalie took over a little over halfway through the year. What an incredible stat this is. The backup Denver goalie. He was promoted to the starting job. He is 15-0-1. 15-0-1. I like this game under. You can find 5.5 or 6 if you want to lay a little bit more juice. I think Wisconsin was very buttoned up defensively. I thought when they got the lead that North Dakota would unleash a fury upon them. That really didn't happen. Wisconsin scored those back-to-back goals in the first period. They held that lead 2-0 all the way until North Dakota scored a empty net. In other words, they had their goalie pulled. 6-on-5 goal with about 50 seconds to go in that game. But Wisconsin was very buttoned up. I thought they took the game to North Carolina. I think Denver's got the heart of a champion. They rallied time and time again against Michigan. I like Denver, but the play here, under 5.5. Remember Nashville, plus 115 at home against the Wild today. I think the Wild pack it in, and Nashville needs every point they can get. We apologize we didn't get Mark Rolfing. For those of you who were waiting, our fault on the technical end there. But next week, mark your calendars. We're starting the Stanley Cup playoffs next Saturday, and we will have the great Eddie O join us. It's Palm Saturdays here on 104.3 The Score.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really?
The core short from Vuori is one pair I keep reaching for. Morning run, afternoon training, watching the game, it doesn't matter. Soft four-way stretch, built-in liner, comfortable all day. Plus, they look good enough to wear well beyond the gym. Ready to try a pair? Head to Vuori.com/pod20 to get 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.